Ukraine security issue.
59 bodies of those who died at the hands of the Russian occupiers were exhumed in the city of Izum, Kharkiv region. These are mostly civilians, but there are also 17 military personnel. Most of them have traces of torture, Oleg Sinogubov, the head of the regional military administration, said. The mayor of Izum, Valery Marchenko, said on Suspilne that the exhumation process will take at least 2 weeks, because the burial site is very large, more than 450 graves. Locals say that the burial is not the only one. Ukrainians are spreading a creepy photo from Izum on social networks, the hand of a dead person with a blue-yellow bracelet. This photo was taken during the exhumation of a mass burial. On photos in social networks next to his hand with the same decoration, netizens emphasize that it could have been any of us. People are tagging posts with the hashtag Izum Massacre. In this way, Ukrainians bring the truth to the world about the mass murder of civilians and captured military personnel of the armed forces of Ukraine in Izum. Foreigners also join in spreading the photo and message. The Security Service of Ukraine received the testimony of a resident of another liberated city in the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. The witness was tortured by the Federal Security Service of Russia. He said that the Russians tortured with electric current and burned crosses on the body with a soldering iron. During the interrogations, the Federal Security Service Russian officers pried from local residents of the names and addresses of military personnel and people with a pro-Ukrainian position. Who stayed, who is for Ukraine, who is in territorial defense, who is in the military? They threatened that you would see a peaceful sky only on a minefield with a dog. Who comes first, you or the dog? At the first interrogation, I was electrocuted for 40 minutes. Personally, I was also shot at. From pneumatics or from gas, I don't know. I was in the back. I was beaten with bats or pipes. Russian officers put me in the office and did what they wanted. When it hurts a lot, you scream, then the bat fell, even for screaming. Here crosses were burnt with a soldering iron. Just like Kyiv, Chernihiv, Sumy and Kharkiv regions, we will free all our lands. Wherever there is Ukraine, there will be our flag, and nowhere will this atrocity remain. Racism that repeats that the Nazis did. President Volodymyr Zelensky said this in his address to Ukrainians.
Нічого не залишається живого після расизму. Ракетний терор, масові поховання, катівні.
Nothing survives from racism, rockets, terror, mass burials, torture chambers. Exhumation work continued in Izum, at the site of the found mass burial. Autopsies are being conducted and new evidence of torture was obtained against the people buried there. More than 10 torture chambers have already been found in the liberated areas of Kharkiv region. As the occupiers fled, they dropped the devices of abuse. Even at the regular Kozacha Lopan railway station, they found a room and the tools for electric torture. Torches were everywhere and it was their practice. That's what the Nazis did, that's what the Russians are doing. And they will answer in the same way, both on the battlefield and in courtrooms. We will establish all the identities of those who brought these atrocities from Russia here to our Ukrainian land, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The killing of people is called genocide if their purpose is to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnic, racial or religious group. That is why war crimes committed by the Russian Federation in Ukraine are called genocide. Anton Rubovich, the head of the Ukrainian Institute of National Remembrance, explained this on his Facebook page. He also emphasized that the Russian occupiers were committing hundreds of war crimes in Ukraine, including mass murder, torture, rape, deportation, destruction of civilian objects, and cultural monuments, mistreatment and killing of prisoners of war, and so on. The Russian occupiers are trying to destroy the Ukrainian identity and its bearers, Drubovich added. As it was reported earlier, the Russian invasion was recognized as a genocide of Ukrainians by the Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine, the Seimers of Lithuania, of the parliaments of the Czech Republic, Ireland and Canada. The National Opera of Ukraine bid farewell to ballet soloist Alexander Shapoval, who died on September the 12th in the battle at the front. Alexander Shapoval, honored artist of Ukraine, ballet soloist of the National Opera of Ukraine, teacher of duet classical dance at Kyiv State Professional Choreographic College. After the start of a full-scale invasion, he went to war as a volunteer. He was a grenade launcher. Ukrainians do not want to give their territories to the enemy. Everyone from young to old rose up against the Russian occupiers in Ukraine. In Chernivtsi, 12-year-old Sashko Kostetsky plays the guitar and sings Ukrainian songs, and passers by praise the Ukrainian army for his performance. Sashko has already managed to collect more than 21,000 hryvnias for the needs of the soldiers. In addition, he gave them his own quadcopter. I wanted to help so that we won and everything was fine. I want this because I like our language and I grew up and live here, said Sashko Kostetsky. Ukrainian diplomats were outraged by the statements of the former head of Foreign Ministry of Romania, Andrei Marha, who publicly expressed the opinion that Ukraine should cede its territories to Russia and three more neighbors, Hungary, Romania and Poland. The embassy of Ukraine in Romania called such statements unacceptable under any circumstances, especially when Ukraine heroically defends its independence and the security of the whole of Europe. It's a pity that the ex-minister of a European and democratic state, Marga, makes statements that call into question the basic principles of international law, especially the inviolability of borders. Full compliance with these principles is the basis of security and stability on the continent, the Ukrainian embassy in Romania said in a statement. The European Commission recommended suspending funding to Hungary in the amount of $7.5 billion due to suspicion of misuse of these funds and violation of the principles of the rule of law, the Washington Post reports. It is talked about freezing 65% of payments under the three main funding programs of Hungary from the EU's Balanced Development Fund. Budget Commissioner Johannes Gahn said that despite the measures Hungary has proposed to address these shortcomings, the European Commission is still recommending the suspension of funding. 27 EU member states must still vote for this proposal.